Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yod Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah says, Ehad Shebishel Bo. Somebody cooked a korban in a copper vessel. Ve'ehad She'era Letocho Roteach. Or he poured a hot soup or hot broth into it from a pot which a korban was cooked. Ehad Kadche Kadashim, Ve'ehad Kadashim Kalim. Whether we're talking about a korban that was cooked, was a Kadche Kadashim, a most holy offering, like a Hatat or a Asham, or a Kadashim Kalim, like a Shelamim, or a Korban Pesach, one of the less holy offerings. The pot is required to, you have to purge it, and you have to rinse it afterwards. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kadashim Kalim, Einan Te'onin, Medika Ushtifa, says Rabbi Shimon, no, when talking about the Kadashim Kalim, the less holy offering, if they were cooked in a copper vessel, they do not require purging and rinsing. Usually, the purging and the rinsing has to be done when the residue, when everything left over from the korban, becomes notar. Here we'll talk about a situation where the pot was used again before that point. Rabbi Tarfon omer, im bishel bo mitehila taregel, says Rabbi Tarfon. If he cooked a korban in it at the beginning of the holiday, when the shelamim offerings were plenty and the pots are in constant use at all times, he's allowed to cook in it for the entire holiday without purging and rinsing it, because each day's cooking is not only a cooking, but it's also considered to be a purging of the previous day's residue from the pot, even though it was at the point before it became notad. It's okay. The shelamim that was offered in a pot on day one of the holiday was there. The residue would become notad when the shelamim is not allowed to be offered anymore, which is the end of day two of the festival. Korban shelamim is allowed to be consumed for 2 days and one night. But by that time, the person wanted to use the pot one more time for a shelamim that he was going to bring on the second day of the holiday. So we say that second cooking removes the pot, any residue that was there from day one, when it's cooking day two. So, and it's constant use. And whatever residue is left over from day two, you take care of the day three with the day three cooking. So therefore, there's no issue, and you could even do it before the time of notad kicks in, even before the expiration period. Hachamim omrim ad zman achila medika ushtifa. Hachamim disagree, and they say the time of the purging and the rinsing of the pot only hits and only kicks in when the time for the eating of the first korban ends. So therefore, they disagree. They say, even though technically they would agree with the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon that each next day's korban will remove the residue from the previous day's korban, they don't want to make a distinction. They don't want to say that at certain times notad will kick in and certain times not. They want to have a blanket rule that you could only do it when the time of the eating ends, in order so that people the rest of the year are not going to confuse how to deal with this halacha. Merika ke merikata kos, purging is like you would do for the kos of Bekat HaMazon, Ushtifa Kishtifat HaKos, and rinsing is also like a rinsing of a cup of Bekat HaMazon. What we mean to say is, when we say Merika, it refers to the cleaning of the inside of the pot, and Shtifa is referring to cleaning the outside of the pot, similar to the Halakot of Bekat HaMazon. Merika Ushtifa Besonen, purging and rinsing are done with cold water. We use cold water when cleaning this pot. Halakha does not follow this Mishnah, this reading of the Mishnah. We understand that the purging is done with hot water. The rinsing of the outside could be done with cold water, but just like we're trying to remove the flavor from inside the walls of the keli, you need to use hot water. The spit or the grill that we use to roast the korban are purged in hot water, and then he rinses them afterwards in cold water. He doesn't have to purge them directly in the fire, but in the water is considered to be enough. When the meat here is cooked, usually it's cooked on a, let's say, a spit or a grill, and it's cooked directly on, the absorption over there is considered to be a much higher level of absorption than if it was cooked in a pot. It's so in close contact with the spit or the grill. So therefore, a person usually would have to put it back, let's say a spit, he would have to put it back in the fire in order to remove whatever was absorbed into it. But we say over here, in this type of situation, when we're dealing with notad, simply purging it with boiling water would be sufficient. You don't have to take the spit or the grill and put it actually in the fire.